Okay, so if that sounds, you know, kind of simple, it's because there might be something to the relationship between simplicity and happiness. At least that's what the designer Graham Hill would argue. And back in the day, he was on the web. Before it was really the web.
Yeah, we were very fortunate. So
we're talking 94, 95.
This was at a time where people confused their email addresses and their website addresses.
Okay, so the 10-second version of the story is that Graham and some friends built a company designing websites. And then a couple years later, they sold it. We're in the money. For about $10 million. Graham was barely 30, never dreamed he would see that kind of money.
No, I came from like a middle-class sort of family, and so, yeah.
So you're 28, you've got all this money, and the natural thing to do is buy a lot of
Yeah, it's like there's this void all of a sudden that you have to fill. And I mean, I didn't go that crazy, but it was a lot of stuff. So I bought a 3,600 square foot home, stuff. Volvo sedan,
tons of furniture, stuff.
Gizmos,
technology,
stereos,
stuff.
Probably had one of the first MP3 players.
Stuff. You can't believe how much stuff. It was cool to have a nice car, stuff. But are you buying the right thing? Stuff. Is it the right price?
Yeah, and then so just thinking about it, sort of like feel like a pit in my stomach, just stuff. Having this house and just realizing you gotta stuff. Fill it full of stuff. I mean, listen, I have zero complaints. I've been extremely fortunate, but like making a bunch of money doesn't radically transform you into a happy person.
Actually, all that stuff started to drive him kind of nuts. So he decided to do something a lot of rich dudes don't, which is he got rid of it. And so Graham's big idea became too much stuff. Is making us less happy. Here he is on the TED stage.
Did you know that we Americans have about 3 times the amount of space we did 50 years ago? 3 times. So you'd think with all this extra space, we'd have plenty of room for all our stuff, right? Nope. There's a new industry in town, a $22 billion, 2.2 billion square foot industry, that of personal storage. So we've got triple the space, but we become such good shoppers that we need even more space. So where does this lead? Lots of credit card debt, huge environmental footprints, and perhaps not coincidentally, our happiness levels flatline over the same 50 years. Well, I'm here to suggest there's a better way, that less might actually equal more. I bet most of us have experienced at some point the joys of less. College, in your dorm, traveling in a hotel room, camping where you got basically nothing, maybe a boat. Whatever it was for you, I bet that among other things, this gave you a little more freedom, a little more time.
So back in 2007, surrounded by a bunch of useless stuff that was not making him happy, Graham decided to edit his life. And he started by trying to come up with a way to live that was simpler and smaller. And so he called up some other designers and friends, and he came up with a plan for a new way to live his life. And what came out of it was a 420-square-foot apartment that is almost zen-like in its simplicity. So imagine...
You wake up in the morning...
In a bright room with big windows, a comfortable queen bed...
And... Hop out of that and you...
Just close it up right into the wall, which then reveals...
A nice couch, and so you're basically in living room format at that point.
And the wall across from you...
You just pull out this wall and it runs on tracks that are... It's like library technology that are in the floor.
And behind that wall, 2 more beds.
That fold down.
Kind of like bunk beds.
And so you get some decent privacy and you can have guests over, which is great.
And that's really the least of it. Everything in Graham's tiny apartment, the kitchen, bathroom, everything is designed to save space and minimize stuff.
The horizontal surfaces tend to attract stuff, and so the less you can have, the easier it is to be neat.
And instead, nearly every wall opens up to a storage space or a closet. There's a foldable table and chair seating for 10, and all of it can be stored in the walls. out of sight.
I mean, this is a 420-square-foot apartment. You have had dinner parties with 10 guests comfortably.
Yeah. And it's a lot better than it sounds. It's actually a beautiful, beautiful little room. And our point is less but better. So, you know, we're not saying no stuff. Have stuff. Just have great stuff that's really versatile and that you really love.
And right now, Graham is developing a whole apartment building based on this concept in Brazil, a community he thinks will be a really, really happy place to live.
We want space efficiency. We want things that are designed for how they're used the vast majority of the time, not that rare event. Why have a 6-burner stove when you rarely use 3? So we want things that nest, we want things that stack, and we want to digitize. You can take paperwork, books, movies, and you can make it disappear. It's magic. Finally, we want multifunctional spaces and housewares. A sink's combined with a toilet. A dining table becomes a bed. Same space. So I'm not saying that we all need to live in 420 square feet, but consider the benefits of an edited life. Go from 3,000 to 2,000, from 1,500 to 1,000. So when you go home and you walk through your front door, take a second and ask yourselves, could I do with a little life editing? Would that give me a little more freedom? Maybe a little more time? So let's make room for the good stuff. Thank you.
So here's a story. My dad called me, and he said, son, you are approaching middle age, and I don't feel like I should be storing your things from your childhood anymore. There are 14 boxes in the house, and I'm putting them on a crate in L.A. and shipping them off to you in Washington. So I got them, and there was this cool stuff in there, like art things I did when I was, like, six, and, like, it's kind of cool, and there's a lot of it. There's an abundance of it.
Yeah.
But I can't, like, I kind of, it was special. It was like, I'm not going to get rid of this.
So I would say, like, how important is the physical aspect of that? And so, like, I'll have a shirt that I've worn. It's got there are memories attached to it. I just take a picture. Done.
Yeah, okay, but I get that. That's fine. But I'm not going to take a picture of, like, my handprint in the clay from when I was, like, 3.
Why not?
That, I mean, because it's cool. I mean, my kid can hold that. This stuff makes me happy.
If it was me, I'd probably keep maybe a handful of them and then take pictures of all the rest.
But how do you know you're not going to regret that one day? Like, how do you know you don't sort of, like, over-edit your life?
Yeah, well, but think about it. You didn't even know what that stuff was necessarily.
You're right. And that's
so,
a good point.
I mean, I think as, like, a way of editing your own life, let's just remember that what really matters in life is memorable experiences, connections, and relationships, and space and stuff should support that.
Graham Hill, his company is called Life Edited. You can see really amazing pictures of his apartment at lifeedited.com and check out his talk at ted.npr.org.